This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith.
It's been 3 years since the Louisiana legislature approved medical marijuana as a treatment option for certain health conditions. University agriculture centers are growing the plants to be processed into oils, edibles, or pills, and should be available to patients this year. A previous rule by the Louisiana State Board of Medical Examiners limited doctors to recommending medical marijuana to just 100 patients each. However, less than 50 Louisiana doctors applied to be allowed to recommend the drug to patients. Fearing that too few eligible patients would have access to medical marijuana, the cap was lifted. Dr. Victor Chow owns a medical marijuana clinic in Baton Rouge. He explained some of his experience to Public Radio WRKF.
I opened my clinic in May of this year. Now, I had started registering patients a few months prior, but I had basically reached 100 registrations by the middle of May. So literally within 2 weeks of opening my clinic, I had already signed up my first 100 patients. Everyone else after that, unfortunately, had to go on a waiting list. And at one point in time, my waiting list had got to close to 700 patients.
Dr. Chow stressed that restricting the number of medical marijuana patients a doctor could treat encroached upon physician ethics.
We as doctors, we feel we have an ethical obligation to do the very best for every single one of our patients. And if you're restricted to only providing this treatment to 100 patients, you're put in a very sticky situation of having to decide amongst your perhaps thousands of patients who are the lucky 100 that get this treatment. And as doctors, we don't like to be put in that type of situation.
The number of Louisiana patients who could qualify for medical marijuana has grown to about 100,000 after the legislature expanded the program to include medical conditions like chronic pain and PTSD. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.